For starters, Eau Claire's Service Learning Coordinator Jordy Wagner says service learning is different than community service that might involve students collecting canned food for a food pantry.
And although that's a wonderful project, it isn't service learning because the learning isn't connected with it.
Instead, Memorial High School civics teacher Mary Ehler jumped at her first chance to turn curriculum on bullying and harassment into a service learning project. Her students first viewed a movie about school violence.
And the brainstorming session is, well, now that you know this, what happens to people that are being picked on and degraded and lonely and isolated and left out? What can we do to turn this around? And you just leave it open. And 11th graders jumped right in. They just exploded with ideas.
One of those students jumping in was Erica Nance.
We just want to make an environment so everyone feels loved in the school and that they're not alone, because when it comes down to it, everyone's gone through it.
High school students held a seminar for middle school students on why bullying is bad for the community. They created a web page, a short video, and planned activities to point out the damage harassment can do. In the process, they learned how organizations work and raise funds, which they have to do to bring in a speaker next year who charges $3,000. Erica Nance says that's a lot of asking for help and holding brat and bake sales. Her teacher, Mary Ehler, says that's part of the process, working in a group and writing letters.
This is not practice and fake little stuff in the classroom. We are asking people for thousands of dollars. So you can't have a misspelling in the letter. There's no mistakes. So we've upped the ante a little bit when we do these projects, because we're leaving the classroom and it's a whole new level of performance.
Meanwhile, 7th grade students worked on a nature trail behind their school. They raised money to buy flowers for a butterfly garden, built birdhouses, and cleaned up the area. And some 5th graders launched a community health fair to examine the ingredients in fast food and carbonated beverages. Coordinator Jordy Wagner says teachers report discipline problems are down.
And the second thing that they said is we found unexpected leaders.
Wagner says this first project involved only a few classes in 5th, 7th, and 11th grades. Next year, the plan is to make sure all students in those grades have a service learning experience. That despite the fact that the Eau Claire School District is making some tough staff and program cuts after a referendum failed in April. Those brave enough to ask that this pilot program be expanded next year did so knowing it wouldn't cost the district any money for staff development. That's likely coming from a Department of Public Instruction grant. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News in Eau Claire.